Hello, my name is Susanne. I'm a visual artist based in Berlin, and what occupies me in my artistic practice is mostly how we represent truth, how we represent what we see through images. And I find photographic images very challenging in that respect, because they suggest that we see the truth, but we can, like, one can never be sure it's the truth. As far as my practice is concerned, it's always been very wide-ranged in terms of topics. Let's say I would work around plants, but then I would work around architecture, I would work around obsession and trance. And what I for myself, I found sometimes difficult to to structure all these different interests I had, and how everything would come together. And of course, over the time, the more and more work you produce, the more you find traces that link all the work, and what I'm really interested in are non-hierarchical links. So I wouldn't consider the links chronological. I wouldn't say, like, this comes after this and this and this. I would see it more like as in structuralism, like works coexist and they are parallel, and they have points where they touch each other. It's like also like atoms and molecules. As far as an incident is concerned that really had an impact on me, that was an exhibition that I had curated. I had done curation of different small exhibitions or screenings, and of course they are always related to my work, and they are another medium for things that I find interesting, that are connected to my work. And but for this time, I don't know why it was different or why it had such an impact on me. I guess it was also the circumstances that the work had to be shipped, like to a different continent. There were 10 artists involved, including myself. And then if there's a limited budget and you have to ship the work far, and if you have, like, the exhibition, and if you don't even know the space beforehand, like, all these factors make that you have to think twice about what should be part of the show and what not. And so for me it was an intuitive process, but then in the end it was very clear to me what would be part of it and what would not be part of it. And it is more in retrospect that I kind of revisit this selection process, and that I feel that I've made a step in my own artistic process in terms of selection, also regarding my own work. Like I guess it's about setting priorities, like what is really important as a work, what is not so important, like a kind of distillation process. And yeah, that was that exhibition, and I think this kind of intuitive knowledge, what is important to me and what not, that will never go away. It's just, I have acquired it through this process, and it's just there, and I can connect to it when I need it.